Allah Parakat Mishnah Hey, Bamedvar Mamurim Bizman Shapia Luchot. In the previous four Mishnahs, we discussed different variations of the case of a Kiveret to Bihat that's in the entrance of the house, partly inside and partly outside. And in all the cases, the opening to the Kiveret was to the outside of the house, not to the inside of the house. In this Mishnah, we'll discuss a case where the opening to the Kiveret is to the inside of the house. Haya Piha Lifni. If the opening of the Kiveret was to the inside of the house, and we're talking about a kiveret that is perforated and is not damaged, so it's considered a kli. Ukezayis min ameis nos in tachtel o agaba mibachot. To the kezayis min ameis, either underneath or on top of the part of the kiveret that is outside the house. Kol shehu keneged hazayis tachteha ugaba utocha tami. Any kli that is directly either underneath or above the kezayis min ameis, whether it's underneath the kiveres or on top of the kiveres, would become tameh from the kezayis min hameis. Now the Mishnah also says tocha is tameh, the kelim inside the kiveres is tameh. The Mefarshim say that this word should be taken out of the Mishnah. The kelim inside the kiveres itself would be protected from the kiveres and therefore would not become tameh. But any kelim that are above or underneath the kiveres, if it's directly above or underneath the kezayis min hameis, would become tameh from the kezayis min hameis, as the tumah from the kedayis ben ameis will travel right through the kiveres. Because again, we're talking about where the kiveres is a kli, so therefore it is not chaytit b'fnei a tumah, would not stop the tumah from traveling right through it. So the tumah goes up and down and is metami all kelim above it and underneath it, but the tumah does not travel sideways, so any kelim that are not directly above or underneath the kedayis ben ameis would remain tar. Because she'eino keneged hazayis teicha v'habayis tar. Any kelim that's not directly above or underneath the kezayis min hameis, or any kelim that is inside the kiveres itself, or any kelim that's inside the house, would remain tar. As we said, the tumah travels up and down and not sideways, and so too the tumah would not be metame kelim inside the kiveres, even though the tumah travels through the kiveres, but the kelim inside the kiveres itself is protected from becoming tummy. Betecha o bebayis hakol tummy. If a kezayis min hameis is inside the kiveres itself or inside the house, all the kelim are tameh, whether the kelim are inside the house or inside the kiveres or above or underneath the part of the kiveres that's outside the house, all those kelim would become tameh. And the tumah that's inside the kiveres would escape through the preparations and be metameh, everything inside the house, and all kelim that are above or underneath the kiveres. Or if the tumah was inside the house, the tumah would be metame everything inside the house, plus it would enter the kiveres through the opening that's in the inside and be metame all the kelim inside the kiveres. And once the tumah is inside the kiveres, it would escape through the perforations and be metame also the kelim that are above and underneath the kiveres, even though they are outside the house. And even though in a case where the kiveres has the opening to the outside, when the tumah is inside the house, the kiveres will protect the kelim that are inside of it from becoming tumah, as the tumah cannot penetrate the kiveret. And since the opening is to the outside, it cannot get through the opening either, as the tumah is restricted to the house itself. So therefore, the contact of the kiveret in such a case would be tar. And so too, the kelim that are above or underneath the kiveret that are outside the house would also be tar. But in this case, that the opening to the kiveret is to the inside of the house, the tumah that's inside the house would go through the opening of the kiveres, be metame everything in the kiveres, and once it's inside the kiveres, it would escape from the kiveres and be metame the kelim that are above and underneath the kiveres, even though they are outside the house. This Mishnah is again discussing a case where the kiveres is partly inside and partly outside, and the opening to the kiveres is to the inside of the house, and the kiveres is perforated and therefore is considered a kli. It is not chaytid b'fnei atumah. The only variation is that this Mishnah is discussing a case of the kiveres, instead of laying on the ground, is a tefach above the ground. So since it's a tefach above the ground, it would act as an oil. Any tumah that's underneath it would travel the length of the kiveres. So the din would be as follows. Tumah tachteha o b'bayis o b'tocha o agaba hakol tameh. Doesn't make a difference where the tumah is. No matter where the kezayis ben hameis is, all kelim would be tameh, whether the kelim are inside the kiveres or above or underneath the kiveres, or whether the kelim are inside the house, they would become tummy. And if the tumah is underneath the kiveres, since the kiveres is a tefach above the ground, so it would act as an oil, and the tumah would travel the length of the kiveres, and it would get into the house. And once the tumor is into the house, since the opening of the kibaris is inside the house, the tumor would go right through the opening of the kibaris and would be metame everything inside the kibaris. And it would then escape through the preparation of the kibaris and be metame the kale that are above and underneath the kibaris as well. Or if the tumor was inside the house, since the opening of the kibaris is to the inside, the tumor would get into the kibaris, escape through the preparation of the metame the kale that are above and underneath the kibaris. Or if the tumor is inside the kibaris itself, it would travel throughout the interior of the kibaris, would then escape through the preparation of the metame the kale that are above and underneath the kibaris, plus the kale that are inside the house. Or if the tumor was on top of the part of the kibaris that's outside the house, the din would be the same. And the tumor would first travel through the kibaris, it would travel downwards. As the kibaris, since it's a kli, it's not choitis b'snei tumor. So it would travel down and be metamic candor directly underneath it, under the kibaris. And once the tumor gets underneath the kibaris, since the kibaris is a tefach above the ground, it acts as oil. The tumor would then travel the entire length of the kibaris into the house. Once the tumor is into the house, it's metamic all the kale in the house. And since the opening of the kibaris is to the inside, the tumor would get into the kibaris itself and be metamic candor inside the kibaris as well.